This story happened to me and my boyfriend when we were traveling to Istanbul last spring. We are from the south of Russia, from the city named Rostov-on-Don, and we had to make a change in Moscow during our flight. But when it was almost the time to land in Moscow, the pilot announced, "Due to the bad weather conditions, our plane will land not in Moscow, but in St. Petersburg." I was totally in panic, as that meant that we would definitely miss our next flight. The thing is that my boyfriend was sleeping peacefully, having no idea of what was happening. When I woke him up, he didn't realize everything at once and just told me, "In St. Petersburg? Okay." Then closed his eyes again, and only a few minutes later opened them in a shock, almost screaming, "What are we going to do?" Moreover, it was his first flight at all, and he worried a little bit about it. Afterwards, he told me that he would never do it again, and you will find out later why. So we landed in St. Petersburg, survived an awful queue to the box office, where we find out that there are a lot of really furious passengers who also want to get tickets. But we got our tickets after all, and guess what? They were the tickets to the first class. I could not even dream about it. During the flight, we were served pancakes with salmon, different kinds of fish, panna cotta with strawberry for dessert. But what happened next is that we didn't find our luggage when we arrived. After a few hours, we found out that it wasn't transferred to our flight, and it was still in St. Petersburg, waiting to be delivered to Moscow, and only then to us, to Istanbul. The only thing we could do was to fill in necessary forms and to get to the hostel without our suitcases. The most awful thing is that nobody can tell us when we would get our luggage, so we bought 2 toothbrushes, and we're waiting for good news. How happy we were next morning to receive a call from airport that our luggage was there. That was quite a nervous start of the trip, but I would definitely remember it all my life.